Mousetrap. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Sharpie, Lauren, Chris, and Steve. Hello, gang.
Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. How's everyone doing?
Hey. I'm good.
Well, how are you?
Hanging in there.
I feel sorry for Lauren.
Oh,
she's still
Lauren's
sick.
Not doing too well.
Hanging in there.
You don't have
literally.
You don't
by
have
my
to be.
Fingernails. I'm hanging in there.
We're going to be doing a show tonight. A little bit of this and that. And we're going to start off with the Polynesian. Polynesian has a new lobby.
I don't know. It's kind of mixed reviews. We were talking on a previous show about it as well. And Chris is going back out to see it in a couple days.
Yes, I can hardly wait.
I don't understand you.
Well, so I was there a week ago, and we talked about it on the other podcast, and I swear nothing was done, and I thought I was so cool getting my little iPhone behind the curtain and taking pictures, and then I put them up, and how did they get it done? Like in 2 or 3 days? It was completely done. There was nothing there but tile, and now it's done.
They were teasing you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll get some pictures.
Okay.
This time not covertly, so my camera won't be shaking.
I don't know, so we'll have to see it and give our opinions, but I'm torn. I like the what is it, waterfall?
It's
look.
More like a water feature.
Yes, I like the big water feature before, but I also I like having a place to sit and actually enjoy the lobby.
Well, it was so loud in that lobby, and I hope it's not so loud now.
It's going to be worse, don't you think? Because it's all that tile.
There's nothing to buffer
yeah,
it now.
Yeah, now it's all.
No, I don't think it's going to be worse. I think that it's going to have.
Drunks from Trader Sam's.
It will, but it's not going to have the noise of the waterfall that drowns out so much.
Oh, that's
of
a really good point.
Everything. It was loud, and I don't think the acoustics are going to be worse as an empty lobby than it is with that waterfall in there.
I think
they
they'll
have
be
soft
worse
music
because they have like cement floors.
I don't think so.
They need some parrots.
That's a really good idea.
Oh,
you should be an Imagineer.
Idea.
Parrots make everything better.
They do.
Hmm.
And just move some over from the tiki room.
I remember when Amber...
Jose!
I have
they
to tell
need to move
story.
Jose over.
Yeah. Yes. When Amber was really young, she came back from school one day, and preschool or whatever, and she just announces to me, "Parents bite." And I'm like... What? Where did this language come from? And she said, "Parrots bite." I said, "Oh,
that's really funny." Yeah, well, she's so smart. She was able to change that like immediately.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
She changed it. No,
yeah,
but
parrots.
I just whenever someone says something about parrots, I always think of her telling me that parents bite.
That's funny.
But she had learned that you should.
You really should stop biting your children.
I should. No, I thought she meant they suck, you know, type of thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Give her like, what is she, 9 now? She'll be 10. Yeah, give her about 2 years.
Yeah, she'll be meaning it.
Then she'll really mean that.
But, yeah, I always remember that. So, all right, back to the Polynesian. Sorry. New lobby. I think that it gives it more of that traditional Disney Deluxe Resort lobby look. Whether it is going to disappoint generations of Disney Polynesian Resort goers.
Oh, it already has. You should see it online. There's just like much crying and complaining about it. And I understand it. So.
They'll get over it.
Yes.
They will. So, okay, Boardwalk. Going over to Boardwalk near Epcot, they've got a new restaurant.
I'm excited about this.
You want to talk about it?
No, just excited.
Well, it couldn't. I mean, the one. The
it looks nice.
Was, yeah.
I can't pronounce it, though. I'm never good at those.
Oh,
Italian.
I love when you pronounce these. Come on.
No.
It's Italian.
It's Italian.
The food
it
looked
looks,
good.
It looks really nice. I mean, it looks like they did a beautiful job, and I'm really glad that they got rid of Cucina.
Was there the word fragile on the outside?
Fragile.
Yeah, see, that's Italian. Gile.
That's Italian.
That's
must be Italian.
Italian.
And they have a giant leg lamp. Come on.
Stop
we have
it.
A giant leg lamp. Nothing wrong with that.
Get a bunch of them, you've got a kick line.
With the shade.
There you go.
I think,
I
considering...
I really got a kick out of that.
No one liked Cucina at all, so...
No.
Just about... They could have put a red lobster in there, and people would have been happy.
Yeah.
So.
But I like Italian food. I think it's a good... I think it will... book up because it's Italian food.
Well, I don't know if that location is sort of ideal, because the problem, I think, with all those Epcot area resorts on the, you know, is that, you know, you've got to go out of the park and actually go over to them. So who knows if it'll be successful or not. One of my clients had breakfast there the other day and she said it was good, and she's a cook. So.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Everything she had input on regarding food on her trip last week, I've been listening to, because I figure if you cook for a living.
You know what you're talking about.
She hated Le Cellier, incidentally.
See, I think what they should have done with that space is to do a quick service for Boardwalk.
That's a really good point. But you know what? Have you been inside there? It's massive. So
yeah, I mean, they could have done something else, too. Yeah, they could have
done two things.
Yeah, they would. I mean, as a quick service, because that resort itself is not that big, I mean, it wouldn't have really worked. But the alternative is Boardwalk Bakery as a quick service, which is just not enough.
No.
But they could have actually made that into like a little seating area, you know. They could have kind of opened that up a little bit, like moved it, you know, and done a quick service lunch and dinner area, too.
It's a better use. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Incidentally, speaking of food, I hate to change the subject, but I did eat at Ohana for the dinner. And everyone loves that salad there. They have that awesome honey lime vinaigrette that's on the salad. So it's like a really good way to start your meal, and it kind of complements the bread. They now have this salad, which is terrible. And my first thought was, Lisa is going to hate this salad. It was really bad.
Well, so. I really did like the salad the way it was.
Me too.
Give me three or four plates of it and I'm good.
I know. I remember
you
like the salad. But it has like edamame, which if you know, it's a little soybeans, and it's got a lot of cilantro and jicama and things like that. Things that like a lot of kids aren't really going to like.
So what kind of dressing? I mean, that's the make it or break
it. It was a little bitter, to be honest. It wasn't sweet like it used to be.
Mm.
And I just like the whole time I'm like, oh, I send so many people here. And my little chef, she didn't like it either. So
That's not good. That's disappointing to hear. I wonder if, because I think it was the same salad dressing that they have at the Luau.
It is.
And so I wonder if they switched as well, because that was the only reason I needed to go to the Luau and eat.
Well, don't go because it's probably not there. I will say that salad, I mean, it's an attempt to be a little more higher end. It's probably more expensive than what they used to serve. So, I mean, I think they get an A for effort, but unfortunately, it was too fancy, especially for kids. It's hard enough to get them to eat their veggies and then you give them that. So, sorry, I didn't mean to segue over there, but I think the salad is important. I mean, everyone loves Ohana, right?
So,
yeah.
Okay. Food, since we're talking all about food, Lauren, you had an interesting meal. You want to tell us about that one?
I did. I actually, took my daughters to dine with an Imagineer at the Brown Derby. It was a phenomenal experience. It was lunch. It was about a 2.5 hour lunch. It was small and intimate. You go into that, back room, and I apologize, I can't remember the name of the back room because I'm congested and can't think straight.
Because you're drugged up.
Yeah. but they take you into the back room. It's quiet. And it's like 10 people plus the Imagineer. We had Pam Rawlings. And she's been an Imagineer for about 20 years. She was really interesting to listen to. She kind of talked to everybody. She told us what she's worked on, which was she was involved in the Animal Kingdom project. She was huge involved in the Fantasyland expansion. She is also currently working on the Spoken Wheel expansion going on in Magic Kingdom. And now she is working on Hollywood Studios expansion, which she couldn't tell us much about. But she did say there was a big meeting going on that night. She said that that might determine the outcome of what was going to happen. But she didn't really give us any juicy gossip on that. But
so what does something like that cost?
It was, believe it or not, for what you get, I thought it was priced perfectly. It was $63 a person. And it included... 4-course meal. So you got a soup. You got their Cobb salad, which was delicious. You got to pick three entrees, and you got like a small plate of dessert, of a little bit of every kind of dessert, like three different dessert choices.
That's actually not bad, considering
it's
a signature restaurant.
It's a signature restaurant, and you would pay that anyway. And it includes your beverage. So if you had a soda or iced tea or anything like that, that included that. Coffee, anything like that.
Coffee.
But she was awesome. You know, my one daughter really wants to be an Imagineer. So that's kind of what prompted me to take them to do it. It was fascinating. You know, she talked about how she started out and she was in the college program, and how she went from there to Epcot Guest Services and then eventually moved into an Imagineer spot. But we learned a lot of interesting facts. There's so many different job opportunities as an Imagineer. There's 140 different types of jobs. She's a communications major. She's not even an artist. So it's amazing to me the different aspects of it, and that you don't even really realize.
Yeah, that would be cool. You get a good,
it was awesome.
Brown Derby, great lunch. That's amazing. Only 10 people. I wonder if it books up.
I think that's
yes,
a deal.
It's really hard to get into. I was able to snag one reservation. I could not get all three of us in. I had to email them and beg, and they got all three of us in. And it wound up being 11 people.
What's the age limit?
Required age is 13. Okay. There was somebody who was about 9.
Okay.
In there, but she was a mature 9, so she did fine. But I think it's 13 or 14 is the minimum age.
That's really nice that you could take the kids to that.
It was awesome.
Really fun.
It was really, anybody who's really interested in like Disney, and you don't know who you're going to get. They rotate who the Imagineers are. But it was really good. I really recommend it. And it's definitely something you want to book way out.
We should do that for our next Mouse Chat thing. We should have lunch with a Mouse Chatter.
Could we charge them? We may have to pay them $63 to eat with us.
Yeah, and you don't know who you're going to get or what kind of food they're going to bring you. They could just be like a brown paper bag.
It'll be like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
We could make grilled cheese in the room and bring it out.
With the iron.
Hot hot dogs.
Yes.
Be awesome.
That's what you get with Sharpie.
Lunch with Sharpie.
Yep. Come on, folks. Come on. Come on. You know you're going to have a blast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely awesome. Do it. It's not something, you know, if you're somebody who goes to Disney a lot and you're looking for something different and interesting, I highly recommend it. It was really good.
Are all of their meals limited to 10?
Yes. And it's only lunch.
Okay, so it really wouldn't work out for a Mouse Chat event.
No.
But it would work out for Mouse Chat.
Yeah, I would totally do it. It was really, really good. And the food was phenomenal.
Yeah, I totally forgot about doing that. And then when I heard you did it, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was great. It really was. It's definitely one of my favorite things I've done in a while.
Cool. Very cool. I'm going to put that on my list.
Is that your bucket list?
It was funny because one of the families that was a family of four, it was two adults and two children that were there. They had done it because I think it's every other day. It's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They did it on Monday. They were there with me on Wednesday and they were coming back Friday.
Wow.
And they had dinner reservations at Brown Derby for Thursday night. I'm like, you guys really like it here, don't you?
Now, is it always at Brown Derby?
They used to have it at Flying Fish, but I have not, like when I was looking, it wasn't available. It never came up available for Flying Fish.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're still doing it there.
Okay.
But there's a ton of Imagineers right now working in Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. That's going on my list.
Do you have to have a theme park ticket to get in there? Or
you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. For that one, you do. I guess if it's at Flying Fish, you don't, but.
Right.
But she said that, you know, at any given time, there's usually at least two or three Imagineers in each park overseeing things, no matter what's going on.
Very cool.
I thought was interesting.
Cool. We're going to stick with the food theme, and we're going to go to Chris and ask about Artist Point.
So, Artist Point changed how I'm going to eat at Disney World from now on. I'm not a huge fan of character meals, as I've made no secret of it, but I went to Artist Point with one of my fellow agents, Alicia, who you all know, of course, because she works for you. And it was just...
we do.
She's awesome. It was
Who's Alicia? I don't know her.
Yeah. That redhead.
With the curly hair. That's right. I remember.
Trouble.
I know Alicia, yeah.
So the two of us went out to eat. You know, we put the kids in the Neverland Club, which is now Lilo's Playhouse, which was awesome, by the way. And we went ahead and went over there. And it was really nice. Despite having had the worst waiter I've ever had at Disney, his name was Steve, incidentally, the food was fantastic. And it made me think I would so much rather spend $40 at a place like Artist Point than spend $40 at a buffet and eat all the bad stuff. So I have to say, I think from now on, I'm probably, I don't know, like I always leave Disney feeling like I ate a lot of things that weren't great for me. But Artist Point was such a fantastic meal. She had the buffalo. I had a filet. We both started with the mushroom soup, which is, it's been on the menu there for.
I like their mushroom soup.
Yes, it's been on the menu forever. And we started with that. It was excellent. And then we both just had our entree. Neither one of us had desserts that night. But
you don't always need dessert.
Yeah, well, I do. But, you know, but I think that if you're someone who wants a really, you know, a better quality meal and you want it in a quiet environment, check out Artist Point. It's beautiful. You don't have to dress up. You can. It was mostly grown-ups. I don't think I saw one child in there, although I have seen kids there other times. But I just love that resort or that restaurant.
Okay. I'm going to throw it back to Lauren.
Uh-oh.
I'm warning you. Giving you the heads up. Candlelight.
Candlelight was... We were supposed to do it. Then we went up canceling our dinner package because I had the girls with me and the girls are never going to eat $50 worth of food. So we wound up canceling it. And then we sent the kids off to go do rides. And my cousin and I went and we were like, let's just go kind of stand in the back and watch it. We just wanted to see a little bit of it. And when we went up there, the line for the standby had already gone in. And we walked right in, sat down, and this was for the later show.
I'm sorry. We said candlelight, and that's all we said. This is the candlelight processional.
The candlelight processional.
At Epcot.
At Epcot. It's basically the story of, I guess, how Jesus is born. We had Cheetah Rivera. She was great. They have the... I should backtrack that. They have guest speakers that basically narrate the story. The choir was beautiful. The horns were beautiful. Like, it was just absolutely beautiful. The whole thing was gorgeous. I definitely recommend it. I don't recommend it for little kids. My kids would have hated it, and they're 13. But I think if you're, you know, you're going there, you're an adult, and, you know, you've got older kids, then it might be something to look into doing. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, we did it several years ago, and our dining package was with Restaurant Marrakesh. It was fantastic. I own the soundtrack. So.
Oh really? Yeah.
Surprise!
You know, just the way they walk in, they all walk in holding the candles, and it's just the way they do it. It's stunning. It's beautifully done.
It's something that's on my bucket list too. Yeah,
I haven't done it either.
We have to do it.
And for the exact reason that Lauren mentioned, I just don't think my kids would sit through it.
Yeah, the last time I had done it, my kids were little, and it was a nightmare.
I worry that Steve won't sit through it.
I don't think
you might have a problem with Steve.
I might send Steve to test track.
How could I?
With the kids, go get some ice cream or something.
There's test track. There's a Starbucks. I'm ready.
Yeah, he could keep himself busy for an hour.
He's got to keep the kids busy too, happily.
Oh, he'll lose them.
There's
kids.
All those little food pavilions if it's Food and Wine or Flower and Garden.
Okay, yeah, it's the candlelight processional.
Oh.
It is also very important to point
there's
out.
There's those Christmas food booths.
Which there were fewer of them this year. We were surprised. Yeah. Laura and I were discussing this earlier today.
Sharpie, you were saying?
I was going to say, it's also very important to point out that the candlelight processional is the Christian telling of the Christmas story. So
as opposed to the Jewish telling of the Christmas story.
Well, if you're opposed to hearing that.
Oh, okay.
It is focused around the birth of Christ, the life of Christ. So if you're not particularly of a Christian persuasion, don't go expecting a Christmas themed.
They're not
show.
Singing Rudolph.
Go expecting like the biggest church Christmas cantata you've ever seen with the biggest budget.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
you know what? But I have to say, I am not a very religious person, and I am religious, but I'm just not very religious. And I loved it.
I do. It honestly brings tears to my eyes. I love that show.
It's pretty.
We've got to make Steve a great go. Job. We're going.
Yay. It's very elegant. I don't know. It's hard to describe it.
I love it that it starts with the herald trumpets.
I love those trumpets. And then when they move to the side,
yep.
It's amazing. I actually was videoing the trumpets. I thought they were amazing.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to get too excited about it because I wasn't there.
Sorry.
Maybe next year.
I walked past it. I was sort of like, should I stop and stand here since there's like a clear view? And then I was like, eh. There's
That's what we were going to do. That's exactly what, that was our exact conversation. We're like, all right, you guys go play. We're going to go see this. And then when we left, we were both like, wow, I'm really glad we did that.
Okay, so Lauren, when do people need to start looking to book this?
180 days out. They might be a little bit inside of that 180 days. They don't release them at the exact same time as regular dining.
Because they don't release the performers that early, do they?
No, because then you have everyone jockeying trying to get the right guys.
A lot of them
are
TBDs for quite a while.
Yeah.
But, I think that unless you're going during a super, super busy week, if you don't mind sitting in the back, like we literally just walked right in. But it wasn't a busy week.
So you can attend this as part of a dinner package. So you would go to the restaurant and then you'd get guaranteed seating, preferred seating.
Yes. You get guaranteed seating and you get the middle seating, which is a great spot. Okay. But it's also a 2 table service credits.
Yeah. So
even for lunch, it's 2 table service credits.
Or what if you go out of pocket? What is it?
Then it's like, I think it's like, it ranges in price depending on the restaurant, but I think the cheapest one was like $53 a person, and that would be in Eppley.
Can you use tables?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay,
because that makes it a little more palatable.
And
if it's 20% off.
Let's say you didn't have your reservation. Your walk-up situation is you. I mean, I've definitely, depending on who's been the narrator. You've seen lines start to build very early.
Well, that's it, too. I think if you had, like, Whoopi Goldberg there, I think we probably wouldn't have gotten in standby.
Yeah. I mean, some of the more popular ones, you've got Neil Patrick Harris, and Whoopi has been doing this for years.
Whoopi didn't do it this year. She was supposed to do it the night we were going.
Oh.
And something happened. She backed out, and Chita Rivera stepped in.
Okay.
Because we booked it the night of Whoopi. Okay. Originally.
Well, things happen, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
but it was really good. And if you do standby, I don't know that I would wait in the line. I mean, I would probably just kind of wait until like 10 minutes before the show and walk up and see if you can get a seat. People were getting seated well after us.
Okay.
But again, I think it depends on the narrator. I think you're right, Lise.
Okay. Okay, we're going to do a couple more food reviews, restaurant reviews. Lauren, you were just there, so I'm throwing all these at you. Via Napoli.
So I actually ate at Via Napoli twice, 2 days in a row, back to back.
I have to laugh.
I know. And I like Via Napoli. It's not my 100% favorite one, but it was, it's good. So I have two completely different experiences there. So night one, I go and we go with a group of people and it's a bunch of the cheerleaders and stuff. And the one guy had a reservation for 8 people. We walked up and said, any chance of turning this reservation into 20? Cause we're known to do that stuff. And
yeah, can we just add a few?
Everybody with me was like, there's no way they're going to do it. And I'm like, yeah, they will. So we go up and, we told them, oh, we just won grand champs, blah, 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 blah. And they were really busy. He was like, I don't know. But I have to give a huge shout out to Francesco because he rocked and he was like, all right, if you can be patient, let me see what I can do. And he got us all in. So huge shout out to him for getting us all in.
Now, where was that again?
This was at Via Napoli.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Yes. And they put us at that big, long table.
Okay.
So that was awesome. So we order our food. We're waiting for the food. 2 hours later go by before we get our food.
How does that finally happen? Eat.
It took forever for them to take the check. Finally, they come and they bring the checks. And then the food was good. Like, the food to me was fine. That was good. My pizza was a little burnt, but otherwise it was okay. I just think they were overwhelmed. Like, I think we totally messed with them by bringing that many people in there. they were super nice. I don't know. It was a mess. So needless to say, we were waiting and waiting and waiting to pay. They did bring out the celebratory little cookie thing with the cream inside, with the candle that you see them doing every 5 minutes in there.
As I don't know what
congratulations
you're talking about.
For Grand Champs.
No, that's good.
So that was nice. But it was also weird because they only brought every other person one. So that was that night. Then the next night we go back and we had the opposite thing go on. We sat down, we ordered our food. Our food came before our drinks and before bread. It was like the
weird.
Complete opposite.
So
and I was like, can we get our drinks and can we get bread? Like, I mean,
was the bread and drinks late or were they just that fast with the food?
It was literally 15 minutes. And we ordered my kids ordered chicken parm because this was my other issue with Via Napoli was that they would not let my kids order off the kids menu. So we had to come up with a way for them to eat without me paying $30 a person because they're never going to eat $30 a person worth of food. They would not let them order off the kids menu. I've never had that happen before. Because my kids are sometimes they'll order off the adult menu. Sometimes they'll order off the kids menu, depending on how hungry they are or what they're in the mood for. Sometimes they don't like anything on the adult menu, you know.
Kind of like going out with me.
Right. So, but it was they would not let them order off the kids menu. So I had to I ordered one chicken parm for them to share and a side of spaghetti for them to share. And I asked them for two plates and just split it all up because they were never going to eat all the food. And I was not paying all that money for them to just throw out food.
Smart.
So
do they charge a plate fee to split?
No.
Well, that was nice.
No, but it was still, those two things was still $40 and they didn't eat half of it.
The parm and the spaghetti?
Yeah, it's expensive.
It was huge.
Wow.
It was huge.
That's pricey.
So.
Wow.
And they don't come with spaghetti. So you can't get chicken parm with a side of, it doesn't come with it. You have to pay for the spaghetti separately, which I get. That's fine. That's no big deal. But
I thought that was I thought chicken parmesan was chicken on spaghetti.
Pasta.
Right. Me too. And that's what I was like. I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't come with spaghetti or anything or linguine, anything, you know? But so we had two totally different experiences. I was really, really frustrated. I was more frustrated the second day because I felt like when I asked her for bread and our drink, she was annoyed. Like visually annoyed at me. I'm like, I was here last night. I know we're supposed to get bread. I'm like,
I've never had great service there, but I've always had good food. And I don't think the service is bad. You know, I've had the worst waiters there who were utterly charming. And I've had efficient waiters who were just efficient. I've never had anyone who I said, wow, they're really good. But the food, I think, always makes up for it. And it's usually pretty fast. And it's great if you have kids.
It was definitely fast that night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, we always go, you and I always go back and forth on this place because you know how much I love it.
Yeah. And I normally like the food.
Yeah.
And the first night my pizza was burnt.
Right.
Thankfully, I was eating with Rich and I just gave him all the burnt pieces and I took the number pieces. That worked out well for me.
How'd that work out for Rich?
Not so great, but he doesn't care.
I'm
He's
thinking
easy.
No.
He's so easy with that stuff. But I did try. They had this, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I'm not good at it. I tried the second night I was there. I tried the cream chicken and peas in like a pasta rigatoni, like a big rigatoni. It was delicious. So just a heads up if you want to try something different there.
All right, Lauren, we're sticking with food. We're sticking with you. 1900 Park Fair over at the Grand Floridian Resort.
So Chris and I both got to eat here separately while we were there this last week. And I have to say that it is officially my favorite character meal.
No, that's nice. That's good.
Disney property. I thought the character interaction was awesome. The Mad Hatter was probably the funniest character I've ever interacted with. He was like throwing things at people. He was hysterical. He had the whole room in like stitches. I thought that the buffet breakfast was probably one of the best buffet breakfasts on property. And I'm not a big fan of buffets. It was really good. They had five characters there.
I was impressed by the food as well. I mean, the characters, of course, for me are kind of like a downside because they always bother you when you're trying to eat. And I have to admit, I missed the Mad Hatter because I needed more Mickey waffles. But I thought it was definitely one of the best breakfasts on property. And everyone else seemed to really enjoy the characters. The kids were loving, you know, they had Winnie the Pooh, they had Alice, they had Mary Poppins. We had Tigger and I guess the Mad Hatter. So was it five or were there more than five?
There were five.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, as far as your money goes for a character meal, it's a pretty good deal. So
yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I haven't been in a long time, but I remember it was very well done. Well, and you're in the Grand Floridian, so it's very nice. And then afterwards, you can just hop on the monorail and you're right at Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
And you're
good to go. Yeah.
So it's like a perfect way to start your day.
I have no complaints about that restaurant, and I agree, the Mickey waffles.
Yeah, they're really good.
Bring them by the platter.
Well, and they had tons of different stuff there that we didn't see.
They did.
They had like a roast beef hash, which I didn't really care for, but I thought was, you know, it was interesting.
Roast beef hash?
Yeah, it was with roast beef. I don't know. I'm kind of a traditionalist, I guess, when it comes to that, but it was good.
I tried so many different things. I just thought it was just such a great choice of food items. Like it was a good variety. You don't really get that a lot.
Right. Like they had cheese blintzes, which I'm not a huge fan of, but you know, it's something different that you don't normally see on a buffet at Disney.
I went back for seconds on those. They were really good.
Yeah, we've had dinner and breakfast there, and they've both been fantastic.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they had their signature strawberry soup.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love the strawberry soup.
That's probably a very underrated restaurant. It's popular, but not as much as it should be.
You know the downside is you don't get Mickey and Minnie, and people who are going for their once every two or three year trip, that's
Mickey
what they want
Schmicky.
To see. I know, right?
But you know, I think it's a sleeper though. I think it's one of those ones that the character interaction I thought was great. The food was great. The service was great. Like I have nothing bad to say about it.
Right. We had really good service there as well. But I find that consistently at the buffets that you know, they work really hard clearing the tables and trying to be friendly. I know Lisa's looking at me because she doesn't.
No, I'm purposely not looking at you.
Are you not looking at me because of the whole? Because I always say I have to over tip at buffets because I worry about the people who won't tip. Is that why you're looking at me? Because you know
did
I
you,
have my.
Chris,
thing.
Did you try the lobster Benedict?
I did. You know
that
what?
Was good.
It was different. Mine was devoid of lobster.
Was it?
But it was still
mine was good.
It was still good. They had decent biscuits and gravy, too.
Not as good as Sharpie's.
No. Well, that's absolutely true. His are excellent. So,
because not everyone can be Sharpie.
You know what? I can't look at it. I can't look at a can of Wondra and not think of you. I've never known anyone who used that before. And now I have some.
It's a miracle product.
Do you really?
I do. Because I think I ended up taking the Wondra home.
Oh, I bought some after that.
Yeah, I think of you.
It is a very,
I don't even know what that is.
Convenient product.
It's like
a thickening flour.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very different. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We're going from 1900 Park. Have you guys enjoyed your little 1900 Park talk?
Yes,
done? Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. Where are we going? We're going to go back to Chris Wood. Tell us more about Lilo's Playhouse.
So my daughter went to Lilo's Playhouse twice on a 2-night trip, but that was her own request.
Ouch.
So my kids all, well, not the older one now, but the little ones still love going to the kids clubs. And a few months ago, they were really sad to hear that the Neverland Club and the Polynesian Resort was being changed. And at one point, the plan was to change all of them to Club Disney, and they were all going to be standardized and exactly the same at every resort. But recently we found out that Club Disney at the Polynesian was actually going to be Lilo's Playhouse. And I thought, well, maybe they didn't theme it, but we went in and it was fantastic. It had a big castle, you know, that the kids could walk in, like a little castle playhouse. It had the ship that they used to have, in the Neverland Club, and all kinds of just brand new games and everything. It was fantastic. And the nice thing is, if you ever went to Neverland Club and dropped your kids off there, you saw that you couldn't see anything. So you're kind of like sending your kid into a big room, but you knew, you know, they wouldn't let you look. Well, now it's open, so you can see what's going on. You can see if your kid's happy or not when you pick them up. And the second night, my daughter was there. She was there with Alicia's daughter as well, and they were the only two kids there. So there were five cast members and two little girls who were very indulged that night. So
having a blast.
Yeah, the only downside of it, it's $15 an hour. It's gone up from $12.50 to $15 an hour, and that's per kid. There's no multiple kid discount, so it's a pretty steep night. It's a 2-hour minimum.
Wow.
But they do feed them. They feed them dinner at 6:30 and at 8:30.
Yeah, well,
one or the other. And there's a snack.
Boy, they're overfeeding them.
I know. Well, they are overfeeding them. If you see the menu, they get to check off everything they want, and then there's a snack list later on at night, and they get to check that off. But the
why won't somebody put me in there?
I know. You know what? I thought the same.
I think you and I should go sign ourselves up for it next time we're there.
When I saw that castle, I was like, I kind of want to go play over there. So
I think
it was.
That's what we should do.
It's extremely well done. I mean, Neverland Club before was really popular. It was the, you know, best one.
Yeah, that was the best one.
It was the most well themed, and I think this one is far and beyond anything else. There's no word yet on whether or not they're going to theme all the other kids clubs at all the other resorts, but this one is the only one right now that's themed, and it's themed after the Golden Book. So think of all those stories, those old fashioned stories, and that's what's going on there.
Wow.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. And it's such a nice break. You know, like, we knew that the girls weren't going to eat at Ohana. We knew that they didn't care about the food there. And we thought, you know, for the same amount of money, we can send them here. And they've been asking all day to go, so why not?
Well, I want to give one last opportunity for Lauren to do a little bit of bragging.
What'd I do?
What'd you do when you went down to Florida?
Oh.
How quickly she forgets.
Wow. Thought you'd be all over that. So what happened?
So I don't know if anybody was on the Mousetrap page. I did post a picture of the girls in front of the castle doing a pyramid, which was kind of fun. But we went down there for cheerleading for my daughters for AYC, which is a rec team for cheer. And they took first place national champs, and they took grand champs of the day. So they got the highest score of the day. And then on top of that, they wound up getting the highest score ever in the history of AYC. So it was kind of a great way. This was our last season, so it was a great way to end things. Very emotional, but fun. And Epcot may never be the same after we hit that one after that. But it was great. It was a great experience, and you know, something I'll always remember. So I'll always remember it, that's for sure.
Huge congrats to all your girls and their teammates.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We'll have to look for the video. I haven't seen the video yet.
Yeah, it's on my page. It's on my Facebook page.
I'm pulling it up now. I want to see.
How come when Steve says that, it sounds creepy? I have to look for the video.
I have to see all the girls.
I can't. It's lost in my library of cheerleading.
Creepy.
My cheerleading videos.
Lisa, if you see the one that says Kevin Whitesell's video, that's the one you want to watch.
All right.
If it's clear.
All right.
We'll
find
cool.
it later.
Excellent.
We'll find it later when we're home. Stop it.
Pleasant dream, Steve.
Oh, you are going to. Never mind.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to grab the show right here Good before claw. We go completely haywire and wrap it up. I would like to think... I'm going to turn Chris's mic off.
Good call.
I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any questions or comments for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. You like our shows. Well, you're listening, so you like our shows.
Maybe they're hate listening.
They could be tied up being held hostage as well, so you never know.
They could just hate us so much. They're like, this is my daily. I need to like work out, so I need to be angry. So I'm going to listen to this podcast.
You listen to some shows that way.
It's like you listening to Rush Limbaugh. that would get you all fired
that
up.
That would just make me cry.
Yeah.
And hurt my brain cells.
So anyway, if you do like our shows, you can go to mousechat.net or to iTunes, and you can download many a show there. So thank you so much for listening. Please join us again next time. Bye.